what we've been talking about then and what the Spirit is trying to teach us, if you hadn't realised it, is his desire that we understand, learn and live in the law of the kingdom of God, the royal law, the law of love. This is what our schooling is all about, in a word, learning the discipline of loving. How, you ask, can loving be a discipline? Simply, my darling, because again, his love is totally different from ours. It's self-giving, not self-referential. It doesn't say, I'll love you if, I'll love you when, but I love you without any conditions attached, right now, right where you are, right as you are. I'll love you if you spit in my eye. I'll love you if you rob me. I'll love you if you cheat on me and steal from me. I will turn the other cheek. I will forgive and go on forgiving. I will give and go on giving. No matter what any man does to me, I will never seek anything but his highest good. Really? You kid me. But this is what the King, born in a stable, came to show us and work in us. Unconditional love, acceptance and forgiveness. How can we be any different? We have his DNA. We have to come under the discipline and desire of the Holy Spirit, whose task it is to conform us to the image of Jesus. You'll find that in Romans 8, 28 to 32. Transforming our natural self-referential nature into his self-emptying nature, who thought it not robbery to empty himself, Philippians 2. Living our lives as givers, not takers, giving him and everyone else our best. The first commandment, love him first, and then go on to love everybody else in the same way he loves you, just like the Master, laying down our lives so others may benefit. Hey, wait a minute. I thought this was about me getting my needs met, living happily ever after and getting my prayers answered. Well, it is. Seek first and only the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added to you. There it is, black and white, Matthew 6:33. Can't odds it. It's a promise, but it's got a condition attached. Seek first, only him, his agenda, his ways, and then everything. Nothing lacking, everything the world's after, come to you. But first, seek him, his ways, not what you can get. And then they argued amongst them who would be the greatest. Human condition, me first. Maybe it's because we never did understand we're a company of people never before seen on the earth. God is in us. We are not ordinary. We are extraordinary. And we serve another king. And the law of his domain is not what's in it for me. But how can I bless you? What do I have that I can give you? How can I help you? How can I serve you? Such as I have, I give. The sign of an open hand and an open heart towards God and man. Here it is again. He just doesn't think like we do.